wanted to laugh and be harassed. If anyone else has read what happened a couple of days ago, there's no way that I can contribute to that. And I do think that right, only right, will win out. And I just think it's terrible, some of the things that are happening. And I just hope that the station continues with people like yourself, because I'm really ashamed of what's going on. And
don't be surprised if I'm not here next week.
Well, I started listening to this station when Robert Knight did the report from Panama.
Mm-hmm.
My father was from Panama, and that was very real to me, that report that he did, that it stayed. I stayed up all night listening to it. And the way he was snatched off the air and the way he was treated, I was very hurt by that. And it's unconscionable. And it's not just people. There are people of color that are very upset with the behavior of some people. And it just cannot go on. I thank you. But I would like to know if anyone else has gotten those calls also.
Read about it on the internet. A lot of people on the net have been getting those calls.
Oh! It is on the internet. I see. I wasn't aware of that.
It's on the Good Light board.
What is it? Good Light.
Good Light. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, bye bye.
This is WBAI in New York City. You're on the air.
Good morning, all.
Monroe.
What was that all about, Bob?
What was what all about?
Monroe. Listen, well, freedom of speech is too fine a thing to be trampled by you or
anybody. Don't I have freedom of speech? Can I say Monroe?
Oh, yes, you can. Sure. Isn't that nice? Come on, Bob. You're not being a fair person. I don't want to say you're being a hypocrite, because then you'd cut me off because I'm abusing you. But the point is that I've tried my best for WBAI, and one of the reasons that you have chosen to cut me off countless times, as you admit, is because I used to try to bring up the problems of the Pacifica
Foundation. No, it's because you abuse yourself.
Come on, Bob, stop playing games, will you?
Well, stop playing with yourself.
Ha, ha, ha. You think you're smart, huh?
Monroe's an asshole. Monroe's a fuck.
You're on the radio. Now it's you. Hello?
Bob?
Yes?
As the venerable, I assume, senior broadcaster on WBAI, what year did you start in? I'm trying to place my own history. Well, when did you start? Do you remember?
When did I start what?
Broadcasting on BAI.
Oh, about 1963.
Oh, okay. I've seen 62. Around 63?
Maybe 62. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
One year was pretty much like another. The early years of the 60s, you know, I was, spent a lot of time smoking cigarettes and, you know, looking for something on the radio and not finding it there. And then I gave up smoking and everything cleared up. Yep.
So you provided on the air what you failed to hear from other people. So that means you're approaching your 40th anniversary.
I am?
Yeah, well, congratulations. Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You are on the radio.
Hello, Bob.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the radio last night around this time.
Have you been listening to the earlier calls? I took your call, but I've been taking it all night long.
Taking my call?
No, I've been taking it.
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 Anyway, what did you call about?
Anyway, I heard them talking about Thompson Square Park last night.
I was there
the night of the big riot. I was there.
And they were talking about all the tactics that the police in the city and the politicians were using. And it sounded extremely close to the type of tactics certain people are using to take over the radio station. And I wonder if they realized that, even though I told them that last night, they got mad. But anyway, thank you, Bob, for being on the radio. And God bless you.
It was a night that will live in shame. Now they realize it. We will never ever refrain. It was a Tompkins Square uprising. Hey, hey. Oh, blood was running in the streets. Now they're realizing, yeah. We will never admit defeat. Oh, we were there on the avenue, paying our marching wear to the park. We knew all of the people were standing together. The park was ours that day, and now it stays. Hey, 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 it was a Tompkins Square uprising. It was a night that will live in shame. Now they're realizing, hey, 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 we will never, ever refrain. We will always come back again. And the horses charged, helicopters roared. I turned to heaven, said, help us, Lord. People were running, people were screaming, beaten down by pigs in blue. It's true, me and you. It was a Tompkins Square uprising. It was a night that will live in shame. Now they're realizing we will come back again and again. We will never, ever refrain. We will come back again and again. We will never, ever retreat. We will never admit defeat. Free Speech Radio. We will never, ever refrain. We will come back again and again. We will never, ever retreat. We will never admit defeat. Dig this now. We stay the whole night long until the sun came up at dawn. And we were advancing, oh, they were retreating. The park was ours again, and now it's fading. Till this day, a Tompkins Square uprising. Hey, 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 it was a night that will live in shame. Now they're realizing, hey, 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 we will never, ever refrain. Someone beat my baby. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, but he hid his badge number and his name. It was a Tompkins Square uprising. Hey, hey. We will never, ever refrain. We will come back again and again. We will never, ever retreat. We will never admit defeat. God, keep coming back. We will never, ever refrain. That's right, vigilers, stand strong. Come back again and again. Free Speech Radio. Never, ever retreat. We will never admit defeat. Tompkins Square Uprising. It's a song I wrote right after that big night of August 5th through 6th, 1988. 13 years ago.
Yeah, wasn't there just a program about that on Earthwatch or near where Earthwatch used to be?
Yes, yes. Former friends are now not friends anymore, but that's what happens inside of a lot of movements. Right.
Earth Botch, or what's it called now? That show, I forget. Darn, man, I just cut my finger, Bob. Do you have a Band-Aid or something that's bleeding? It's drying. It's drying so fast. It's so easy to become a scab here at WBAI. Duncan Square Uprising. Dreams are not so delicious.
What happened? Yep. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. That's the way it is.
Did we discuss this with an engineer last night?
What a good idea. You know one?
Very good actor. Very profound political understanding based.
Didn't you think there was enough cameras in this place without you bringing one?
You're right. I just wish I could get this. It was a group that came up that I know you would like. It was called Tir na n'Og.
Oh, Tir na n'Og, yeah.
You know them? Yeah. They were terrific. But I can't seem to find them. There it is. Well, maybe that's not them. Anyway, I think that the phones demand to be answered. There are so many calls, and people are in such desperate need of someone to abuse. So, we have to just give them a chance to abuse us here. It's a hot night. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bob. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. If you remember, this is the gentleman that called you several weeks ago, newspaper reporter in New Jersey. I sent you copies of the newspaper.
Yes, yes, you did.
And I just want you to know that since we talked, I've been talking about before that I was covering a toxic waste problem.
Yes.
If you recall, and, you know, in early July, on July 2nd, the editor just removed me from covering the town. And so, you know, it just bothered me, and I see that I've been banned myself. So, I don't know, you know, what I can do now, but I know that I was really, I feel punished, and I just am just very frustrated, but it just seems my situation parallels people there at the WBAI. So, and it was brought to my attention at by somebody that attended, like, one of the first council meetings that I wasn't there, that somebody, a councilman, said that, you know, we have a new reporter and smiled about it. So, you know, you do get despondent and a little humiliated when you know you're doing the right thing. And it's just very frustrating.
Well, that's, I guess doing the right thing is its own reward sometimes, but...
Yeah. Well, the thing is, in our society, it just
but
seems
it's,
like...
But it seems like it's its only reward.
Pardon me?
It's only reward.
Yeah. It seems in our society that if, you know, I mean, I had a feeling that this was coming, but I really had been covering things, you know, and I think that I certainly was annoying these people in power, and it just seems as though in our society that unless you're a political hack, you don't get very far. And I've never tried to be a political hack, and you know, and I maybe that's a problem with some people at the station that are being taken off. They're not political hacks. So it's just a frustrating situation. But as I say, I mean, I sympathize with what some people are going through there. I mean, it was the culmination of things that have been going on with me, and I'm just very, very frustrated. So, what can I say?
I don't know. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate the work that you're doing, trying to make the environment a little bit safer for the rest of us.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. But we'll just hang in there, you know, and you hang in too, because as they say, it seems like you yourself have, you know, been, I don't know if you yourself, but you seem to be under pressure, and I just want you to hang in there as well. So, thanks again.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
Another high standard radio production
has just
about slipped out under the door, slid under the door, as Gary Null would say, like a lawyer. And I don't know whether we're going to have time to play that bit by Tir na n'Og. Yeah. Well, what have we learned here this morning, John?
That you cannot be filmed without getting papers
permission,
signed.
Right?
We need papers, have to be signed. That we have a lot of supporters in the downstairs supporting us going in and coming out. And there's not much of this type of radio on anywhere.
Well, thank God for that at least.
Okay, one, two, three, four.
good enough to introduce yourself?
Sure.
After all, I hardly know you from a pile of vegetables.
Well, potatoes.
I'm a cucumber. This is the best. This is a total vegetable over here.
Yeah. I'm a carrot with my head out of the ground.
I'm walking through the green market one day, and I hear this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful violin fiddle
Abram Stewart. That's my name.
Abram Stewart.
And this is Krista Patton.
Abram Stewart,
right?
Krista Patton.
And Tom Higgins on the guitar. And we're three of the members of a band called Tir na n'Og. This is the kind of music we perform.
Tir na n'Og, what does that mean?
It means literally the country of the young. From Gaelic. It's an idea that's kind of like the Elysian Fields or the Mount Olympus of Gaelic mythology.
Sugarloaf now.
Yeah. Sure. The Appalachian version.
Oh, well, it certainly sounds useful and sprightly.
Yeah. But that's right, yeah.
Great Saturday night music. Let's hear some more.
All right. Well, we have a coffee, you know?
Sure.
A coffee?
Oh, this is WBAI in New York City. We're very far from Secaucus, although we can be heard there sometimes.
Do you know the dignity, the nut gal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met Bobby. Well, I was on your show before. Oh, no, three years ago or so. And then I saw you again in Union Square, and that was really great that you invited me up here. That's a really nice place to play sometimes.
Well, I haven't too much raspberry juice.
I get like that on the grape juice myself. And the strawberry wine.
Spring water for me, I can deal with it.
Here's a couple of jigs we played with the band. We have a fourth member who's not with us today.
Friday, August 17, Mumia Abu-Jamal will be back in a Philadelphia courtroom for a critical hearing that could make the difference as to whether he is released from prison or sent to the death chamber. His supporters want listeners from the New York City area to be there. For bus information, contact the Free Mumia Abu-Jamal Coalition at area code 212-330-8029. That's 212-330-8029. Or contact the International Action Center at area code 212-633-6646. That's area code 212-633-6646.
Easter time in the spring.
listening to Odetta singing The Foggy Dew. Listen to Radio Free Erin on Saturday starting at 1:30. And we will have Odetta on, and she'll be telling us a story about how she learned the song. She mentioned to me, she said, "Oh, my good friend Paul Robeson taught me everything I knew about Ireland." I said, "Stop right there." I said, "I have to hear that story on the air." So she hung out with the Clancy Brothers in the 60s, and she picked up a few other songs. So we'll be playing some of her Irish tunes from... Rashida was kind enough up in Harlem to give me four of her albums, and then we'll be playing songs off it. So it'll be a special show on Saturday with Radio Free Erin speaking with Odetta and finding out her Irish connections and why she has quite a few Irish selections on her albums.
And Radio and her will probably be back next week.
Well, it's...
possibly, anyway. Or,
yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that I'll be here. We'll see. Listen to those frying, that bacon frying on that record.
With an official report
from the Atlantica
Radio
Network.
In compliance with our own Atlantica mandate.
Issued at a secret Atlantica board meeting.
The minutes of which
are being burned.
At this very moment.
Atlantica Radio is in the process
of accumulating eligible radio stations.
Congratulations.
Your radio station,
WBAI,
is under consideration.
And may soon be part of
the Atlantica Radio Network empire.
If you would like
to help your radio station
become part of
the Atlantica Radio Network empire,
turn to your radio now
and recite the Atlantica mantra.
You are my boss.
You are my boss.
You are my boss.
The Atlantica Radio Network empire knows
that well-disciplined producers
and listeners alike
improve
the radio
listening
experience.
Well, you just listen to me. You ask the questions, and I'm going to answer. You have asked questions in a hostile, combative, and even disrespectful tone, but you have never been able to combat the facts I have given you. Now, you listen to this.
You are my boss.
You are my boss.
You are my boss.
Yeah, there it is, children. Don't we love the ocean? Preceding program Radio Enable was brought to you live with portions on archive recordings. Was the Madonna boy there, live? Where's he at? He should come and visit me in Control Room 3. This is my regular shift in Control Room 3, not my exile to Control Room 3, my regular shift in Control Room 3. Oh, by the way, since I'm here, there's some things that have been done. Come on in here, boy. There's some things that have been done. So I'm going to need some help tonight, namely you on the phones, because I have to thoroughly check out this room. As you may or may not know, Jim, let me put your microphone on, because I want to be efficient. No, that's the wrong microphone. I want to be efficient. Is that the right one? Talk, say home.
No, I just think it's...
Wait, I know. Sorry.
Uh-oh, a little feedback. It's coming in.
No, something else.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. The headphones are going off.
Yeah,
put them down.
Put them all down.
Oh, man. That's it.
See the studio, man?
Yeah.
I got to work out the bugs in the studio. That's the big problem.
But normally, shouldn't you be running from that studio to here to make it official and then look up at a clock that's not working?
Oh, no, we got a digital clock in here. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
It's brand new. It wasn't here this morning, but it's here now.
Oh, well, that's not a good sign for you.
Well, no, Roger.
Well, they might be putting you back in here.
Well, you see, the situation is that the funny thing is that I actually broadcast out of this room when I do crosstown traffic, which is the time period we're in right now. Any Friday morning, I'm here, Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, but
I actually broadcast out of this room voluntarily, only because, see, I'm actually really a radio person. I got a radio head.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens in the middle of the night, I'm going like, well, I'm only playing records, so I'm talking, you know, on the microphone. I'm very rarely using the phones. So what do I need, you know, the big, what we call sexy studio for?
Uh-huh.
So to make, you know, Bob's spreading out for 3.5 hours, 3.5 hours plus, you know. So I figured, hey, you know, let him take his time. I'll be in here, give main control room a rest. And that's what I do when I do Friday mornings.
Yeah.
But that's only because, I mean, I can do that. Plus, I'm into, you know, messing around with studios, equipment, and checking things out, making sure things are working right. But when I do Democracy Now, that's a whole different ball game. See, because, you know, there's all kinds of things happening, and we need a studio that can accommodate us.
With the satellite feeds and everything else.
Yeah, see, the problem right now is that, you know, right now they said we have these two phone lines working, so I'm going to check them out tonight with the help of our listeners, because, well, I'll tell them later on why. And but you see, there's certain things that I can't do. Like, I can cue, but I can't cue the way you normally cue through one ear and all the rest of that stuff. If we have somebody in another studio for better quality, we can't get two ISDNs in here because you can't actually patch. Well, I guess you can patch. Yeah, I can patch through.
Yeah, but the time to learn about that is not 8:58. When the regular story, you got to run down. I mean, that's, like you said, now it's not so bad. It's 3:38, and, you know, you can hit or miss. You're doing a national program. It's not the time to hit or miss.
Well, the thing is, you know, if you are concerned about a national program, and if you think about it, if you only have, say, for instance, two national programs on the air from your little network, and one of them is wanting, talk about Pacifica National News, yes, I'm giving them an evaluation. And then the other one is Democracy Now. You would think that you would want the best. Well, you would, if you would say the director, you know, and someone in charge over Democracy Now, you would want the best thing for your program, especially if it's identified as the most progressive program, you know, in the land. After all, who got a sitting president to sit down for a half hour, you know? Well, we won't get into that. But the point is, you'd want the best for that.
You would think.
Unless for some strange reason you have some sort of either professional jealousy for the program or the participants in the program or some other, you know, nefarious, dubious, whatever kind of English words we have for the
thing. A lot of psychological games. Like tonight we came up with Bob Fass with a film crew. They're doing a documentary on Larry Davis. And we were informed that they couldn't film up here because they didn't have a release from the station.
I can see where that goes. Yeah.
Well, Anthony, I'm telling you, we have had the BBC, RT, New York One, every film crew in the world come. I know when Robert Knight was doing the Panama thing, I'm sure everyone was signing releases coming in.
They were here.
You know,
they were here. I was there.
And when there were releases signed, then
no.
Well, but for some strange reason, tonight at 11:45, people were running around saying, "Where are your releases?" And the guy's saying, "I'm just doing a doc. I just want to talk to Bob Fast." I'm sorry. These walls are BAI. They're not Bob Fast. You need a release.
Oh, this is precious. You see, here's my problem. My problem is this. I don't blame, how do you say, you know, people for however they sneak into a place, I literally mean sneak into a situation and put themselves in charge. I don't blame them for that. My blame goes on with the what we call mid-management people, with the other producers, people who are at this station, as well as, I might as well just say it, you know, straight out, the progressive forces outside. Because what ultimately happens is that your voice gets stomped on, and then when it's done, you say, "Well, how did this happen? How could this possibly happen?" But it was as it was happening all along. You knew what was going on, but you did absolutely nothing. So that's part of my quandary tonight. I have decisions to make.
Dun, 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 dun. And are you going to make them tonight?
I don't know. I have to take stock, so I'll be asking listeners, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh. Now you got me. I got to go home, listen. I'll go home, turn on the computer, look at Good Light, and they'll be evaluating all your words, all the people out there on the internet.
Well, one of the things, I actually don't know what's going on because I actually do not follow this stuff on the internet.
Uh-huh.
I actually just leave it alone completely, except for when I'm here in the morning. So occasionally I talk to Matthew, because he's my immediate supervisor, I guess you want to say, as far as when I'm in as an arts producer.
Arts department, right.
And then because I share this space with Brother Shine, and he's here sometimes in the morning, sometimes I talk to him, but he's no longer here. So I have, by the way, Lace should be coming back really soon, or this program will be back to her hands really soon. Really, really soon. Or sometimes, you know, Max will say something, but I basically don't listen. I mean, I can't really,
yeah.
I'm just not, I can't explain. I have to explain what else is happening in my life that I really can't pay attention and put the whole focus into what's going on here.
I tell you one thing, you're in the middle of it.
Well.
You know.
Well.
I mean, you could say you're in the eye of the storm. Everything's whirling around you between outside vigils, the internet, and everything. And you're just sitting here and just say, well, this is democracy now. And you start off with your little water cart, and everybody's listening. And then you produce the show then for Amy.
Well, we try.
Yeah, yeah.
So 1:30 Saturday, Odetta.
Yeah, she's going to be on. I met her at the Chelsea Pier, and she was singing some Irish songs. I said, how did you get to learn these songs? Oh, my good friend Paul Robeson. I said, oh, stop. I don't even want to get into it. I said, we'll get you on the air. Tell us how you learned all these songs. And Rashida, up on 127th Street, brought me four of these albums with, you know, four or five different Irish songs. So we're going to play that all day Saturday and talk about her relationships with everyone that she knew, the Clancy brothers and stuff like that. So that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Yeah.
I actually have the Odetta album that I have, her newest one, is in the Democracy Now! Office. But I can't get into that because I didn't accept my key card.
Well, that's...
No, I did. I mean, I there was no reason for me to accept the key card.
Mm-hmm.
You see, unlike most people around here, my actual stock does come from the chattel slavery of the United States of North America. And before I take a brand to myself and limit myself and put chains on myself and put low jacks on myself, I just don't deal with it.
And what's I've never been
in lockdown, okay? I've never been to jail. And I don't intend to, you know, go anytime soon. I'm certainly not going to put myself in a self-imposed low-jack situation. Okay? Simple as that. Yeah. Well, come on. I'm an arts director emeritus around here.
Uh-huh.
Which basically means I've been here long enough that, and been in so many situations that if I'm not trusted, then guess what? Nobody.
Well.
There's nobody that can be trusted.
That's a siege mentality that's going on, because that's ridiculous that you can't even get into your own office. Even if it's just a key, or forget about the magnetic key.
I won't accept it. I mean, right. I won't accept. It's like branding yourself. Why would I accept? Why would I brand myself? You know, I'm not into tattooing. At one point, I started thinking about African scarification, but I said, nah. God made me the way God made me. I'm not putting no extra holes in my, My sister one time wanted to put a hole in my nose. No.
Nah.
Not putting any extra things on me, in me, around me. And remember, you are who you surround yourself with. If you are in a situation where it's repressive, then you eventually are going to feel that repression.
Yeah. So you're definitely gearing up for something big tonight anyway.
I'm going to head out of here because I'm going to listen up.
Yeah, get some rest, man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to then get ready for Saturday, see what happens.
Yeah, I better tell people who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it like this. They may find out. Some people know, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
It is I, T from the Patterson, taking the train to Tibet. About to tell you what I only suspect. This particular evening, I need your help. Couple of things. I got to check out some phone lines, for one thing. As you may or may not know, when I'm here at 3:30 in the morning, I do broadcast from Control Room 3. It's my normal spot. But I don't do normal, well, I do normal things, but maybe not so normal. And but I've prepared this room for something else. So the first thing I need to do... Oh, but last time we were here, we have two topics we can actually deal with from holdover from last time. Last time we did Nicole Radio. But as part of that, remember we had that thing about who coined the term or championed the term beatnik? And it was by this... Either somebody said this cat... Who is it? Like... Was it Honky Harry or Bob Kaufman? Ah, so I need that dialogue going on. So, you know, so you folks can line up for that. Honky Harry or I think that's the cat's name. Or Bob Kaufman. Who invented the term beatnik? Who was the person that really, you know, put that term into the lexicon? Beatnik. That's one thing. I need two people online for that. Phone number here, by the way, is 209-2900, I believe. And the other thing is just basically anger. We dealt with anger for like two times in a row. Remember, I played that Marvin Gaye tune, Anger, but before that I read this whole article on they were talking about anger management that came out on a Sunday supplement in the New York Times about men and anger. Want to talk about that. And then... I've got some serious questioning to do about what my role in this joint is going to be. Okay, let me try to get this one person on the line, see if this works. Oh, well, that person's not there. You on the air.
The person who supposedly named the Beatniks was a columnist in San Francisco named Herb Cain, C-A-E-N.
Whoa. And it was hold on. Yeah. First of all, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me get my pen out. That's the first thing I got to do. I should have had it out already, but, you know. The other thing, the phone number here is 209-2900, and we need another person on the line because I got to check something. So we need another person on the line that knows something about Beatniks. Hold on, Janet, while I actually get a piece of paper and just let people know. Look, this is let me start all over again. Let me start from the beginning. I am somehow invoking the name of the Early Morning Radio Alliance. And this is actually not so much of a... We're going to be playing some music. In fact, let me put my water back up. We're going to be playing a lot of music. Well, we may not be playing a lot of music. But this is what we call Freeform Radio this morning that T is doing. And it has to do with the way Margot Adler explains it is that, you know, you're like in this spaceship and everything happens in your head. And so you're inviting the audience in your head. So I need some therapy this morning that I'm inviting the audience to do. So again, the number here is 209-2900. I need somebody else on another line because I got to check something here. A technical thing. Okay, now what's this cat's name in San Francisco Bay Area?
Okay, this is like a game. Is the other person going to be joining us in a game?
Well, no. Yes? If they have the knowledge, they can.
Okay.
But I have to check something out technically.
Okay, the widespread rumor is that the term beatnik with a K, N-I-K, was created by a San Francisco columnist named Herb Cain, C-A-E-N.
Herb,
and it was
C-A-E-N?
Like, yeah.
C-A-E-N?
C-A-E-N, yeah. And the gag was like, or this sort of twist on it, was that it was like a Russian kind of name, Nick, you know, to call
right.
The Beat Generation Beat Nicks. It was like Sputnik, you know. It was a play on the word Sputnik. So it was both that sort of made fun of them and kind of associated. It was like supposed to be a little bit degrading, you know, to call a Beat Generation person with all their fancy ideas about poetry and Zen Buddhism and stuff a Nick, you know?
Okay, so that's Herb Cohen. I mean,
yeah,
Herb Cain. Okay, now, then you had, what's this guy named? Honky Harry? Is that his name?
I think that guy is Hubert Hunky.
Hubert Hunky.
And he was some guy that hung around with Kerouac. He was a junkie, Hubert Hunky.
Right.
I think he just died a few years ago.
Okay, and then you had Bob Kaufman.
And he was a poet. He was a San Francisco, I think he was a San Francisco poet. I think his wife is still alive.
But what happened with him, he very rarely got recorded or somehow wrote his stuff down. He did it all, like, off his head, right? That was his, like, claim to fame?
Yeah, he was like a black guy.
Yeah, he was.
And he was one of the original beats, and I'm not sure if he was or wasn't recorded. I think he's certainly published.
A whole lot. From my ears, just not a whole lot. No, he wasn't recorded a whole lot either. I'm sure, you know, David Henderson knows about Bob more than most people.
And I know his wife is still alive and functions like, you know, the beatnik wives are very important to this because they... the beatnik poets wrote poetry, the beatnik wives earned the money. You know, like that.
Earned the money, yeah. Well, maybe somebody at WBAI, if the atmosphere is right, can actually do a story, get the wives together and do something.
Well,
that sounds like
fun.
a topic that we would cover or that at least KPFA would cover.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, they should get in. See, there's the things. If you're going to create a network, we can do a whole bunch of stuff with people on each coast. Shucks. Man.
As an arts department emeritus, can we create our own network or do we have one? What would you say?
Well, I mean, you know, it's always been the thing at WBAI, the producers are the ones that do the work. So, you know, you basically need to do whatever you want to do unless somebody somehow steps in and override you, you know, steps, I mean, you know, unless somebody stops you.
Uh-huh.
And there's no reason to stop you if you're legitimately doing a producer's work. So, lately it seems like everybody stopped. I mean, I heard just heard Jim McDonough saying that a film crew couldn't get in here to a regular, legitimate, you know, documentary on something that's related to programming that we normally do.
And
it's for Showtime, which means that we would get some sort of props. You would think you want advertising, you know, but first you have to clear it with like the boss or something like that, you know, clear it with a four-letter word. I don't get it, you know, but I guess I do get it, you know, if your boss is trying to be a four-letter word.
I don't get it.
Right. Well, nobody else is calling online, so I can't test my little thing here. I guess nobody wants to talk. All right.
What? No other beatniks up this late, huh?
Okay. Beatnik. Well, I got three names. We can keep this going for a while, you know. But then again, how much programming am I going to do? I don't know.
Well, we want to hear this programming. Some little bird came into my ear and said, John McDonough and Anthony's on. Don't be sleeping now.
Okay, wait. Somebody else is calling. You stay right there. Hold on.
Okay.
No, don't stay right there. Let me get these other just two
okay,
or three
so
people.
Okay, so should I sign off?
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye. B.A.I., you're on the air. Well, it's not you. B.A.I., you're on the air. Hello? Uh-oh. B.A.I., you're on the air. B.A.I., you're on the air.
Kyle,
yeah.
Was
going to
be the other caller?
Yeah, but hold on now. See, now Grayson assured me that this system was working. Can you hold, as we say?
Sure.
And I've got to try to get another caller on here. Now, let me put you on hold somehow. I hope that works. I hope you don't get knocked off. If you get knocked off, call back. We can talk about something else, okay? Let me try another person here. Oh, he got knocked off. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Anthony.
Hi. Well, you're on that line. This is not going to work.
Oh. Okay.
So. Doesn't work. I can't put people on hold. See, we have one big problem with this studio. Mm-hmm. We don't have two separate buses for the phones.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm having, say for instance, if I'm doing a national program and I have two or three or four or five guests on the phone.
Yes.
Usually you have one on one bus. And then maybe the next two on another bus, and then the fourth one on the original first bus.
I see.
So what happens is, you know, if they're debating, you know, I can control the volume of each person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot cleaner, you know what I mean? So you don't get these people talking over each other and arguing, whatever have you. And then sometimes they put the thing halfway down so somebody can jump in. But, you know, it's rather, how we say, civilized.
Yeah.
And actually the participants really appreciate that. But I can't do that in this studio. This is the big problem.
Wow, how are you going to do democracy now tomorrow if you can't do that?
Well, you know, as long as we don't have four or five guests, you know, they just got to be on one line and they just, you know, I mean, I can't test it out any other time except for when I'm here. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Try to hold again. Wait a second.
Hold on.
I'm trying to put you on hold. See?
Yes.
That's not working. So you can't stay on hold because as soon as I punch this, I put you on hold. Oh, good. Now let me try to get this other person here. That didn't work. This other person, hello?
Yes, I'm on.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me try if I can get this other person off a hold. Maybe this will work. Ah, no, knocked you off.
Still on hold, though.
Yeah, you were on hold, but I knocked the woman off now.
Oh, okay.
Gee whiz.